International Food Bloggers Conference 2014 on Food Blog Radio. This episode is brought to you in part by the Cooking Everything Outdoors Show. Hey everyone, this is Gary House, and I'm back. It's been about 4 months since I've recorded for Food Blog Radio. I had signed a contract for 13 outdoor cooking videos for a TV station, and I couldn't do both. I'm sorry. For those of you that have listened and watched this podcast, I deeply, deeply apologize. But we're back and we're back at it, and I'm very, very excited about that. And 2014, we're going to be talking about the International Food Bloggers Conference 2013, but it's sold out. So you're going to have to plan on 2014. Now, what is the International Food Bloggers Conference? Well, it is coming up on September 20 through the 22nd. That's just a couple days away from now in Seattle, Washington. And it's put on by Foodista.com and Zephyr Adventures. And it's one of the first ever conferences for food bloggers. I went to this about 3 years ago. I think it was their second event that they put on. And let me tell you, I had a blast. This was a great event. I met so many people in the food blogging world, got to hook up with a couple friends that I'd only known online and got to meet them face to face, which was just awesome. Now, the International Food Bloggers Conference is an education conference for food bloggers. And we're going to be talking about all things food blogging. And I'll go into that in just a little bit. But I want to give a big, big shout out to Foodista and Zephyr Adventures for putting this on, because it's a lot of work and they do it first class all the way. I had to tell you, probably most bloggers are not going to talk about this. But when I went to the last one, they had to have and bring in portable restrooms. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking about one of those little 4x4 porta potties that are just nasty as can be. No, these were luxury suites that they brought in. Absolutely incredible. Air conditioned, perfumed. I'm surprised there wasn't a personal aide in each one of those things. It was incredible. And there was even mints in a basket. So it's first class. First class food, first class speakers, first class agenda. And the agenda is absolutely staggering. Now, this food blog conference starts on Friday the 20th. But if you're arriving in a little bit early, on Thursday, you can sign up for an optional excursion. Now, this is a food and wine excursion to Chateau St. Michel Winery in Woodinville. I hope I got all that right. And then after that, you can also go to an exclusive documentary preview screening of GMOOMG, which is a documentary on discovery. It's about a journey of discovery, and it's going to be shown here, not here, but up in Seattle. And so that's going to be pretty awesome if you want to go to that. I'm going to sneak in between both of those, and I'm going to go find me a brewery, and I'm going to have a couple brews. So on Friday, registration starts at noon. So I guess I can have more than a couple brews. I probably have 3 or 4 and be able to sleep in and have a really, really good time. But registration and lunch starts. We're going to have gluten-free carnitas and tofu sofrito bowls. This is by Chipotle Mexican Grill. And then we're going to have a conference welcome. We all get to kind of meet each other and hang out a little bit. And then at 2 o'clock, we're going to start with our keynote speaker, Dory Greenspan. So who is Dory Greenspan? Well, she's the keynote speaker for this year's conference. She has, and I'm quoting this because it's pretty extensive, she has over the past 20 years, Dory has written 10 cookbooks and won 6 James Beard and IACP awards for them, including Cookbook of the Year twice. She won the IACP Cookbook of the Year award for Desserts by Pierre Hermé, and most recently for Around My French Table. She's also been named to the James Beard Foundation's Who's Who of Food and Beverage in America. That's going to last about 45 minutes. Then we're going to sneak over to live food blogging with Amazon.com Grocery. Now, I don't have a lot of experience with Amazon.com Grocery. I buy a ton of stuff from Amazon, but I really don't buy much grocery stuff. So I'm kind of excited to learn a little bit more about this. We're going to be micro blogging during this event, which means you're going to see a lot of Facebook posts and Twitter posts, probably Instagram and Pinterest pictures being taken, because they're going to have a lot of different things for us to sample there and try out. They're going to talk about them. You know, we're just going to get be interactive with all this product. And that sounds pretty cool to me. At 4:30, we're going to be breaking down into sessions. The first one's going to be technology, making your blog work for you. And we're going to be sitting down with WordPress theme designer and developer Michael Kane. He's going to be walking us through the ins and outs of designing a food blog. That is probably one of the toughest things about food blogging, is getting that website and theme just right. I'll give you a great example. If you go over to my website, cooking-outdoors.com, it's atrocious. But I've got so much garbage on there. I got 5 years of stuff, and I can't find a theme that will blend with it and make it work like I want it to work. So I'm really struggling with that. So I'm hoping to pick up some great tips there. Session number two is going to be about writing. We're talking about entrepreneurial journalism, building your food blog media business. And that's going to be hosted by Mark Briggs. He's the director of digital media at King Broadcasting. Session three is going to be the elements of in building traffic. And we're going to be joined by AllSpice.com's Judith Dern and Richard Kozel, and Foodista founders Barnaby Dorfman, great guy, and Sherry Wetherell, and she's just a sweetheart. I've met both of them already. Really, really nice people. And they're going to be talking about their tactics in building traffic. I bet by this point, if you're a food blogger, you're kind of wishing that you would have signed up for this, huh? From 7 to 9 p.m., yep, the night is wearing down quickly. We're going to have a taste of Seattle and gourmet fare. So we're going to be enjoying samplings of various gourmet foods from producers from around Seattle, the best chefs and restaurants, and probably be taking a crazy amount of pictures and, again, tweeting and Facebooking and blogging about this stuff. The food is pretty darn amazing. I remember last year I actually got to try beef cheek. And I tell you what, it's not on any menus anywhere where I live. So it was quite an experience, and it was quite good. Cruising right into Saturday, September 21st, we're up at 7 o'clock for breakfast, hosted by Pastry Smart. At 8:30, we're going to be talking about conversations on humane, organic, and sustainable food production practices in a millennial world, presented by Pastry Smart. Should be interesting. I'm not sure if it's an 8:30 conversation, but I'm looking forward to it. 9 o'clock, we're going into WordPress.com Happiness Bar. Okay, now we're talking here. And we can, I guess what we're looking at is just being able to hang out with WordPress happiness engineers, where they can answer all of our questions. I'm going to have a few. That's for an hour. Then at like 10 o'clock, we're going into food photography and cooking demo. Now, this is really cool and exciting, because I have already seen this gentleman at work, and he's absolutely amazing. And I'll probably mess up your name, Andrew. I'm sorry, but it's Andrew Srivani, however you pronounce it, I apologize. But he is going to be going over his A to Z's of digital food photography. 12 o'clock, we've got a Discovery Expo. So we're going to be able to sample delicious food and drinks and discover interesting products and services and such. And we were talking about Veggie Grill, All Recipes, Dry Soda, Yelp, WordPress, Nature's Path, Cascade Ice Unique Beverage Company, California Strawberry, Le Cordon Bleu, Taste Ad Network, Alaska Seafood, Simple and Crisp, Mallow Artesian Marshmallows. Now we're talking. Pastry Smart, Len Penzanella, Artesian Crackers, Rogue Creamery. Ooh. Could that be cheese or could that be ice cream? I'm going to find out. Oxbow Organic Farm and Education Center. After that delectable 2 hours of goodies, we're going to be doing sessions again with Artesian Olive Oil Tasting with California Olive Ranch. They make olive oil. And really, really great product. We'll be also having a wine and writing. It's a live blogging event, an exercise in writing with Bordeaux Wines. And another session will be food photography workflow from A to Z. That should be a good one. Again, with Andrew. Going back into sessions at 4 o'clock, we're going to be doing food and wine with Chateau Saint-Michel culinary director John Sarich. We will also be able to partake in a session called Storytelling, the seven-part structure of stories. Sous vide, Cooking Demystified with Seattle food geek Scott Heimendinger of Seattle Food Geek. But sous vide is taking over everywhere. And in my niche, which is outdoor cooking, grilling, and barbecue, a lot of my buddies are getting those little portable sous vide machines, and they're just going to town at it. They really like that. So that'll be an interesting session. At 5:30 to 6:45, we're going to be doing the Taste of Alaska Seafood Reception. That's going to be hosted by Alaska Seafood. On the menu, check this out: Alaska Halibut Corn Dogs, Buffalo Alaska Cod Quesadillas, Sockeyed Salmon Bites, and Bacon-Wrapped Scallop Sliders. Oh, did someone say bacon? Once we're done with those snacks, get this. Then we're going out on the road. Urban Spoon has created a surprise Saturday supper. They're hosting more than a dozen intimate dinner parties around the city. So I'm thinking we're probably going to be jumping into a couple buses and driving around to a whole bunch of restaurants, trying out some amazing, amazing food. That's Saturday. I mean, that's from what, 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. at night and on. Because quite often after this, we all go out and partake in a few of the other area livelies. I'm thinking more beer. So Sunday, the next morning, if you want to wake up, I know there's a couple excursions down to Pike Place Market. There's a self-guided tour from 6 to 9:30. And also my friend Barry Martin is going to be conducting a tour from the hotel 4:30 a.m. for photography or taking photographs as Pike Place sets up. Very cool. We go right in at 9:45 with Sessions, Low Salt Living with Low Salt, and writing, Snap Out of It. Author, journalist Kim O'Donnell is going to be leading an interactive timed writing workshop. Wake up your creativity, eliminate that writer's block, break out of old patterns. Wow, that sounds like me. I think I might be at this session. And session three will be Google Plus Author Rank and Where Search is Going. We're going to be having our conference closing. It's going to be over at 11:45. And this is 3 days of great stuff. Now, how is all this made possible? Well, there are some incredible sponsors of this event. Well over 65, as I count them, sponsors. Perhaps a few others in there that have just made this an incredible event. So, to wrap all this up, an incredible event, and you can follow it live via Twitter, #IFBC. I'm not sure as far as if there's a hashtag for Facebook, but I would imagine it's going to be the same thing. But there is a Facebook / International Food Bloggers Conference page, group, and so follow there. That will probably be going crazy during this weekend. You'll be able to follow a little bit of it from me. I'm going to be at Twitter at Food Blog Radio, and I'm also going to be on my Facebook page at Food Blog Radio. For additional information on IFBC 2013, just go to foodista.com/IFBC2013. That is spelled foodista.com. So thanks for listening to this episode. I'm happy to be back. I've got two or three episodes I recorded in April, and I'm going to be putting those up in the next couple weeks. This is going up as soon as possible today. So you're going to hear it almost live after I edit out all my ums and ers and smacks and all that stuff. I'm going to be changing the format of Food Blog Radio just a little bit. I'm not going to be producing video of it. That just took up way too much time. It's going to be strictly audio, and we're going to be talking about food blogging, how to do it, why they do it, who they are, tips, tricks, techniques, and all that stuff. So this is Gary House. I am signing out. I'm going to edit this, and I'm going to start packing my bags for International Food Bloggers Conference 2013. Scott Heimendinger of Seattle Food Geek.